Day 23, Maternal Mediation. As one of our guides to Consecration Day, St. John Paul II is a triple gift. Not only is a Marian saint like our other three guides, not only is he brilliant and thoroughly trained in theology like de Montfort and Colby, but he is also a pope. Therefore, his words carry the teaching authority of the successor of St. Peter and the authoritative weight of an ecumenical council. While this is true in the sense that his teachings on the Mother of God are deeply rooted in the authoritative Mariology of the Second Vatican Council, because of this dependence on the council, before we look on St. John Paul's teaching of Marian consecration, let's see what the council has to say about Mary. Tomorrow we'll begin to ponder how John Paul builds on the Vatican II's teachings. One can find the main Marian teachings of Vatican II in the last chapter of the Dogmatic Constitutions of the Church, known by its Latin title, Lumen Gentium. The heart of these teachings has to do with what they call Mary's maternal mediation. Maternal mediation basically means that Mary is our spiritual mother, hence maternal, who assists us from heaven with her prayers and motherly care to help us bring us to God, hence mediation. While the term maternal should be familiar, mediation may need some explaining. A mediator is someone who stands between two people for the sake of bringing them into unity. Thus, Jesus Christ is a mediator. He is the only one who, after the fall, stands between God and fallen humanity to bring us back into communion with God. And there's only one, as St. John Paul makes clear. There is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. If there's only one mediator between God and man, and if the mediator is Jesus Christ, then why does the Second Vatican Council describe Mary as a mediator? Because God is generous. In other words, Jesus doesn't keep his role as a mediator to himself. He wants Mary, and not just Mary, but all Christians to share in his one mediation through an insubordinate ways. For instance, each of us shares in Christ's one mediation when we pray for one another. In Christ, a similar point is the introduction when I wrote that God wants all of us to participate in his work of salvation. I also mentioned that Mary has a uniquely important role in this work. Again, the Vatican II, this special role is captured by the phrase, maternal mediation. Among creatures, Mary's role in the ongoing work of salvation is by far the most important. She's given such an important role, not from the source of her some inner necessity on God's part, but from divine pleasure. Again, we see God's generosity in including us in the work of redemption. We are the very same creatures he came to redeem. The following passage from Lumen Gentium summarizes Mary's cooperation in this work, both when she was on earth and now she is in heaven. The Blessed Virgin was on the earth, the Virgin Mother of the Redeemer, above all others and in a singular way, the generous associate of the humble handmaid of the Lord. She conceived, brought forth, and nourished Christ. She presented him to the Father in the temple, and she was united with him in the compassion as he died on the cross. In this singular way, she cooperated by her obedience, faith, and hope, the burning charity in the work of our Savior, in giving us supernatural life to souls. Wherefore, she is our mother in the order of grace. This maternity of Mary in an other order of grace began with the consent which she gave in faith, at the Annunciation, and which she sustained without wavering beneath the cross, at last, until the eternal fulfillment of all the elect. Taken up into heaven, she did not lay aside this salvific duty, but by the constant intercession, continuing to bring us to the gifts of eternal salvation. By her maternal charity, she cares for her brethren of her Son, who still journey on the earth, surrounded by dangers and difficulties, until they are led to the happiness of their true home. Therefore, the Blessed Virgin is invoked by the Church under the titles of Advocate, Auxiliatrix, Adjuratrix, and Mediatrix. This, however, is to be so understood that it neither takes away nor adds anything to the dignity and the efficaciousness of Christ as the one mediator. So while on earth, Mary cooperated with God's plan of salvation, above all others, particularly in giving birth to and caring for Jesus. Now in heaven, Mary still cooperates in a special way in God's plan of salvation. Through her constant intercession and her maternal charity, she brings us grace, mercy, and the gifts of eternal salvation. Tomorrow we'll begin to see how John Paul develops this teaching on Mary's motherhood in the order of grace. For now, we could reflect on this great gift of God. Mary is our spiritual mother whose God-given task is to nurture us with tender and care, and the gifts and graces that come to us through her loving prayers. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, fill my heart with a praise to God for giving me Mary as my spiritual mother. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Virgin most pure, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.